Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Biden campaign put out their campaign commercial saying that they're preserving democracy. The whole point of the Biden presidency is just to preserve democracy. Well, the Trump campaign put out their own commercial, which talks about things like, hey, what happened? What happened to things like your income? And what happened to things like, you know, our ability to conduct our affairs properly and so forth? They're going to go the practical route. Biden campaign going the scare you route. Somehow democracy is under attack. They're the only ones who can possibly defend it. Folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three here of the Weekend Edition is here. It's upon us. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Weekend Edition. And don't forget, you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, everybody on AM 930, of course, also up and down along the GCN network. And good morning to everybody at GCN working real hard for the program for us this morning. We sure appreciate that. And we also appreciate Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning and happy weekend again, Denise Simon.
Happy weekend. Thank you. Good morning.
It is the weekend. It's finally here. Well, we'll circle back here in a minute. See what I did there, the Jen Psaki circle back. Well, we may circle back here to the Trump Supreme Court issue. But this is something else I saw from Reuters. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said on Friday that the most urgent task for Sino-U.S. relations is to establish a correct understanding and cooperation between the two sides, stressing it's no longer an option, but an imperative for the world. What do you think these kinds of words signal? I mean, is China, obviously they're having all kinds of problems themselves. Are they trying to buck up U.S.-China relations at this point?
No, that's what they're really saying is you need to come to an understanding on how we operate here in Beijing. The world needs to understand that what we do and say is global policy, and Taiwan will be ours. So I think that's what they're saying.
In no uncertain terms. Well, see, that's the thing. And didn't China move? I mean, there always seem to be moving equipment or ships and so forth through the Straits of Taiwan and so forth, and it's always sending off alarm bells. And if I was in Taiwan, I'd have alarm bells too. But do we feel that this is more provocative these days, or especially with these kinds of messages being sent?
I don't think it's more provocative. it's about once a week that their foreign minister, their defense minister, come out with these kinds of things. So I don't think it's any more or less than it normally is. I would say, however, that there needs to be a mobilized team of our national security apparatus, which includes intelligence, I might add, that does nothing but to war game and study all the things that Beijing has done already in the South China Sea and put as many assets on it as they possibly can, because something really just tells me, it's a burr under my saddle, that China's going to make a move before the election.
Indeed. Well, and they have every reason, at least from their perspective, to do something like that. And that's why it makes this so much more volatile for what's going to be happening this whole year.
I mean, we don't even know what's going to be happening domestically in terms of the division in this country, but you throw in something like that, you know, along with the war in Israel, the ongoing war in Ukraine, it's bad news.
It's very bad news, and we don't have many friends, I would say, in the region. You know, it'd be very interesting to see what Europe has to say about it all, including Eastern Europe. Because, I mean, when you consider the cargo that goes through the South China Sea, it affects pretty much the whole world. And it could put a lot of countries on real shaky ground. Now, having said that, there should have been an earnest, and I mean a real earnest, move to wean manufacturing and reliance on China, not just by the United States, but other countries. And, you know, there used to be a trend, things were made in Sri Lanka, or things were made in Vietnam. And I've been advocating, I think, for 4 years that we should have been moving, well, at least that, as much as we possibly can out of China, and if we can't move it back to the United States for whatever reason, mostly because we got people who just don't want to work here, then at least move it into our hemisphere, and that means into Latin America, where you can at least cut the shipping in, you know, substantially and the timing. But more than that, if you stabilize some of these countries, then you wouldn't have to have all of these migrants.
Indeed.
So if you look at a map, I mean, Nicaragua is a very big country, land-wise. And, you know, maybe it's time that we concentrate on one particular country. I'd like to concentrate on Brazil, but, you know, they have a new leader in Brazil, which is a disaster, who's completely in line with all things Beijing. And he's a crook. He's a criminal, Lulu.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we forget Brazil and concentrate on another country and bring it into our sphere.
Well, Denise Simon, stay right there, coming up on the break. And we'll be back in just a few moments. Callers, you hang on, because we're going to open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour for questions or comments with Denise. We're glad that everybody's there this morning. It is the Weekend Edition, and we're rolling along. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Racing through the weekend edition of the program, and it's flying by. It really, really is. I don't know how to explain it, but it just goes by really, really fast. And as we said, it's the weekend edition of the program, 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have questions or comments for Denise Simon, founderscode.com, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook as well. And folks, head over to founderscode.com, check out all the great articles and materials that Denise has to offer there. And then also, if you want to head over to kylewarrenshow.com, you can send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and that works on your mobile device as well. So head on over there, send us a direct message. And Denise Simon, welcome back to the program this morning.
Good morning. Thanks.
Good morning again. And, you know, something we briefly touched on earlier in the week, and that is Russia is using North Korean ballistic missiles in Ukraine. They probably will also start obtaining missiles from Iran. This solidifies in so many ways, you know, their relationships, and this is being called a concerned concerning escalation, basically.
I don't think they're going to get missiles from Iran. I think that whatever missiles Iran has, they're giving to the Houthis or any of the other militias they have operating, say, in Iraq. But Iran has been very generous and very embedded with Russia when it comes to drones. In fact, they built a drone factory. So, interestingly enough, I don't know why Russia can't have their own drone factory, but all right, nonetheless, you know, maybe there's some other reasons why, but, yeah, I mean, this is a relationship here that says that, Russia, which was an oil country, that happens to also sell weapons isn't so much that case anymore. In fact, I think there's a couple of European countries that are going to shut off natural gas imports from Russia. With that, I would say that there's a huge move here to take the seized assets, which is, I think, in around $300 billion now of Russia's oligarch and whatnot, to use those funds and assets to not only help fund Ukraine, but to also have things in reserve to rebuild parts of the infrastructure of Ukraine. So I believe that now is the time, certainly, that the Kremlin needs to really rethink an exit strategy. I mean, hundreds of exit strategies have been proposed. And, you know, Putin is looking for how an exit strategy can show that he won. But there's a lot of activity going on in Crimea right now, and Zelensky is not about to, it appears that he is not about to concede on Crimea, and quite frankly, if I were him, I wouldn't either.
Well, certainly if there was any kind of exit strategy, that's also going to reflect on the Biden administration and America's role in all of this. You know, if Putin walks away with the jewels that he's been trying to get anyway at this point. Because Putin's not going to—he's not going to agree to anything less.
Well, I'm not sure what jewels that are actually left.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the sense of taking away, you know, getting the parts of Ukraine that he wanted to get in the first place, basically.
But he already has that.
Mm-hmm.
Crimea.
Yeah, but in other words, he's not going to be driven out of Ukraine. He's going to keep all the stuff that he's taken already, essentially.
And yeah, I mean, and what's left? I mean, I've said it before, you know, he's trying real hard to wipe the word Ukraine off the map and take it over as, once again, as a state of Russia. Well, that's precisely what Iran's trying to do with Israel and will continue trying to do it. So there really isn't any difference when you move away all the other rhetoric that goes along with these two conflicts. They're really quite the same.
Well, how much money? I mean, it's untold amounts of money right now. I guess there's some limit. There's some number that it is, but it's astronomical. And the money that's been sent over to Ukraine, it's all going to be for naught, basically, at that point.
Well, I think we need to know some truths here on the money that was pledged, when it was pledged, and what's actually got, you know, how much actually got there. Because I think they're very different numbers.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, that's right. And the idea of auditing that or trying to come up with, as you said, where it went, I mean, I know that there's a lot
of pushback. And the Democrats are the ones that are blocking that, by the way.
That's right. So there's pushback to say this is where it went and this is how much it was and this is what it did and so forth, and yet we still can't win the war.
Well, we don't want to. I mean, all the indications were there when it came to Russia. I mean, first it was Georgia. Nobody did anything. Well, George Bush tried to do something, and parts of Georgia were given up, given back to Russia. And then, you know, Russia went after Crimea, and the Biden administration did virtually nothing. And then there was the eastern part of Ukraine in the Donbas region, and nobody did anything, including Trump, I might add. He sent over some weapons, and there was a big, huge thing about Javelin missiles, but those Javelins had a lot of conditions attached to them. And so then there was a further invasion, and Biden called it a minor incursion.
Yeah, it depends. If it's a minor incursion or a major incursion, it depends, he was talking about.
And we get it all so wrong. Everything is there. I mean, everybody's supposed to be a good steward on, or good student of all things Putin. Everything you need to know about Putin's there, and nobody's done a thing to try and stop him.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly right. And obviously, I mean, but you have so many people that have died. You have so many, so much stuff.
Didn't have to.
That's right. So much destruction that we've seen in Ukraine. It's like you say, there's really nothing left. But, you know, the world would just be aghast if somehow Putin just says, okay, I win, basically, and I kind of got what I wanted, and I don't have to, I don't have to look like I got driven out of anywhere, and the world just keeps going on. I mean, this would be a terrible state of affairs.
And, you know, if you look at the United States when they've kind of cut and run and they've never really been terribly serious about full-blown wins, you can kind of go back in history and look at those kinds of things. I mean, what does a win, what does achievement look like? I would say Desert Storm 1 was probably the most recent win that we had.
Yeah, otherwise you get into the realm of peace with honor, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
you
something know, like that.
Yeah, and you got to try to wordsmith it so to where it looks better than it is. Obviously, and Beijing watches this. Hey, all we got to do is stay in Taiwan or be under siege essentially for a long period of time, and eventually, you know, the Taiwan supporters will give out at some point, just like they would do with Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have an administration that is not going to do a blasted thing. Furthermore, Europe is trying to fill in the gap here a little bit, rightly so. But, you know, they're pretty feckless and feeble with their activities. So everybody kind of talks around, you know, the 600-pound gorilla in the room, but the 600-pound gorilla is still in the room.
Right, exactly. Well, where does diplomacy or even saber-rattling, you know, come into all this? It seems like we can't get anything accomplished at all. I mean, either way.
You know, it'd be very fascinating to understand what kind of diplomatic conversations are happening here. Are we telling Russia, you know, that you have to get out of Latin America and Africa? Because, I mean, what's going on in Ukraine, you know, remember how much of the Wagner Group is literally operating today, maybe under certainly another name, in those two areas, in Latin America and Africa. And then, you know, are we having the same discussions when it comes to the relationship between the two?
Right.
So it's whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. Callers, we're going to open up the phone lines here at the bottom of the hour after this short interlude. We're coming right back. I'll warn with you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. There is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring to be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was put him in that.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through this weekend edition of the program. And we're having fun. I think we are. We've had a great week of broadcasting here, and albeit a short week with the New Year's holiday. And we're glad to be back here live on the weekend edition, by the way. We were out of the studio for Christmas and New Year's, but we're back. We're live, and we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question or a comment for our guest, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, as promised, we're going to open up the telephone line here. We've got Mary in St. Pete, and I think she has a question or a comment for you this morning, Denise. Good morning, Mary. You're on with Denise Simon.
Hello. Good morning. I have three things. Milu in Argentina looked good, but like a wolf in sheep's clothing. He was a young leader in the World Economic Forum, so you can't trust him. Number two, yes, made in the United States, and that, as a nurse, I'm telling you, the ingredients need to come from America, nowhere else. Medicines need to be made in America. And by the way, start checking your food packages for bioengineered food ingredients. They're everywhere in your food that you're eating. Folks, what are those? Number three, Florida finally did something right, and now they've got all the elected officials down here in a tizzy because they have to reveal their assets, and they're all freaking out about it. So I'm looking at people leaving service because of that, and it's like, well, why is it good enough for the county people but not good enough for the local people? Mm-hmm. I think that's so funny. And it will be interesting to see what happens with that. But that is at least one good thing that I've seen. So take a laugh on that one and lighten up just a little bit. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Mary. Mary and St. Pete, everybody. Well, yeah, Denise, what do you think?
I wrote an article probably a year ago now, and it was because of all things COVID. That we needed to, if we are going to wean ourselves from China, the very first industry that we need to do is over-the-counter and prescription medicines, period. The reliance that we have on our national health stability, whatever that looks like, whatever that could be and should be, should be within our own sovereignty, with our own decision-making, within our own borders. So I've said that for a very long time. I mean, just about imagine if Beijing decided that they were just going to deal with one particular drug, let's say for diabetes. Can you about imagine what that would look like here in the United States? I mean, it would be devastating. The other one is antibiotics.
Absolutely.
Having said that, you know, I don't want DeSantis to be president. I feel like a broken record when I say that. It's not his time. But I will say that there is a movement to really begin to scrutinize politicians, whether it is certainly in the state of Florida, wherever they are, in whatever level they are, but it's a scrutiny that needs to spread across the country. And, you know, it goes back to all things law and order. And even if you set law aside, I think that we've lost order here. We've lost, and that means integrity. For what Gavin Newsom is doing in California, now giving, I think he's $38 billion in debt, and giving the illegals now free medical care.
Because that's all part of the, I don't want to say virtue signaling, but it's part of the ideological decision making that just goes on. It's like, well, we have to do this, and we can't help ourselves from doing this. And,
it comes down to education too. I mean, you know, with what has happened here with MIT, Penn, and Harvard, especially Harvard, and where this is all going, I don't know if anybody saw Hannity last night, but, he really got into a huge long fight, I don't know, with the black professor, whatever his name is. The
Cornel West?
Yeah, thank you. I finally just had to turn it off. I mean, because neither side was going to win their argument here. You know, it's just, but these people are in academia, and they're whatever we think is going out on the streets with, you know, crime and the beginning downfall of our quality of living comes from what is being taught and has been taught in academia, and then these people move on to be politicians. I interviewed a particular candidate for state senate in Texas the other day, mm-hmm. and I said, you know, I don't think that Texas is telling all the right story that they need to be telling because of the quality of living that people are having to deal with in the state because of these illegals. You know, their education is diminishing. Their health care is diminishing. Their security is diminished. And I think that speaks volumes for how it is in Chicago and Philadelphia and San Francisco and Los Angeles and New York and Portland and Seattle and, mm-hmm. I mean, city after city after city. So, you know, there's a different kind of story that needs to be told here because, you know, what did they say? We had 11 million illegals in the United States. That number had been thrown around for years and years and years prior to the Biden administration.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, now by the end of his administration or his first term, whatever that looks like, it'll be another 11 million. Okay, so 22 million. What are we supposed to do with 22 million people? Do we not think that 22 million people are going to affect the quality of life
yeah.
and the standards by which we live? And how much money are we throwing at all of that when it could have been going into infrastructure or education?
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Well, that's exactly right. We've got Backgammon and Bob on line two. He's got a question for you this morning, Denise. Good morning, Backgammon and Bob. Backgammon and Bob?
Hello.
Hello, Backgammon Bob. Going once, going twice. He might have put the phone down. I don't know. But we'll try and come back to him if we can. We only got about 2 minutes, though, before we start heading out to the break. But you're exactly right. The infrastructure in this country is, is not in good shape. We know that to be a fact. There seems to be oodles of money to send abroad. There seems to be oodles of money to spend on everything else but.
Well, climate change.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine half the money that we have spent on climate change, which I would say we don't have any receivables on yet, going all the way back to the Obama administration. How much of that money could have helped out Ukraine so they would never have been in the situation that they're in today? Or we have a water problem here in the United States, especially out west. Especially when it comes to these farmers. We don't build anything anymore. You know, when's the last time we had something that equated to the Hoover Dam? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So how much money could from we've thrown at climate change, taking away things like, you know, blowers and gas-powered mowers and gas ovens and, you know, all these kinds of things and windmills that now they're beginning to stop because they're killing whales and whatnot. But, I mean, imagine if we had put in desalination machines and huge water pipelines to, you know, help out our own farmers here in the
exactly.
United States.
Yeah. I was going to say desalinization. I can't imagine. I mean, talk about a huge public work. I mean, that would have dividends for, I don't know, forever, basically.
Forever?
Yeah.
We talk about rising oceans. Well, let's start using them. Clean up the water and use it.
Well, I know. We've got all kinds of water just off the Pacific coast right here in California.
Well, we're over here in the Atlantic and the Gulf. I mean, so.
Yeah, exactly. And especially the farmers in Central California that are squeezed for water.
Or out west.
It just goes all over the place.
You know, Iowa. And, right.
Exactly. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. The Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Thanks for being here again this morning. And,
okay.
Of course,
happy weekend.
Happy weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. We're heading out to the break, everybody. But we're going to come right back in just a few short minutes. Kyle Warren with you. Final segment for the weekend edition coming up next. Stay right there. 949-822-7959 if you got something to say. We're coming right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Final segment for the weekend edition is upon us. And no matter what time you're hearing this program this weekend, we hope that you're having a great weekend. And, of course, obviously the weather, especially in the eastern part of the country, northeastern part, can make it pretty bad. So definitely we hope that you're safe, and we hope that you weather the storm. Our friends in Seattle and Portland right now, they've got a lot of storm to deal with, lots and lots of rain as we're going into a Saturday morning here. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing this weekend, we hope that things work out well for you. We're glad that you're there. Kyle Warren with you, by the way, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you like to opine on the program this morning. And no matter what time you're listening to the program, you're welcome to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. And we do appreciate getting the messages, and we're glad to know that you're there. Because I got to tell you, you know, especially with everything that's happening in the world right now, it's really great to be able to get people's perspective on things. We do our best to bring you our perspective here, and to make sure that we give you the very best that we can. But I got to tell you, this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. And I really do want to say that And I don't know if I say it enough, so I definitely want to just reiterate it here this morning here on the weekend edition of the program. Well, it has been a great week of broadcasting. We've been talking about a lot of different stories. And, of course, as we head into this election year, you know, whether or not Trump will even be on the ballot, I mean, that's going to be a big deal. Now, as we've been talking about, he'll remain on the ballot for now. But this from Newsmax, the Supreme Court said Friday it will decide whether former President Donald Trump can be kept off the ballot because of his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election loss, inserting the court squarely into the 2024 presidential campaign. The justices acknowledged the need to reach a decision quickly as voters will soon begin casting presidential primary ballots across the country. The court agreed to take up the case from Colorado stemming from Trump's role in the events that culminated in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Arguments will be held in early February. The court will be considering for the first time the meaning and reach of a provision of the 14th Amendment barring some people who, quote, engaged in insurrection from holding public office. The amendment was adopted in 1868 following the Civil War. It has been so rarely used that the nation's highest court had no previous occasion to interpret it. That's key. That's key, my friends, because obviously this is going to be uncharted territory. But what I'm hoping is that it will be rejected, basically, on the notion that it's not something that has been clearly achieved at this point. And if they stand with the Colorado Supreme Court, state Supreme Court decision, I think that opens the door for anything down the line, not just Donald Trump and all of the political baggage that goes along with all that, but it simply opens the door later on to try to disqualify anybody because, again, what the Democrat, the Biden campaign is trying to do, their whole basis right now, is that a vote for them is a vote to preserve democracy. And so we can know that the contrary would be true, at least from their point of view, that if you don't want to vote for them, ergo, you are not supporting democracy. You're trying to stand with those who want to overthrow democracy, et cetera, et cetera. And it just becomes this silly sort of game playing that goes on. And I'm hoping the American voters reject that as well. There is absolutely no reason to frame all of this the way that they're trying to do this at this point. Of course, they're doing it because they're desperate. They don't want to run on their record. They know that they can't run on their record. If they do, they have to rehash all of these failures. They have to rehash all of the suffering. They have to rehash all of the economic problems. But if they simply say there's a boogeyman out there, his name is Donald Trump, or it's just anybody who we don't like, and so, hey, look, they're insurrectionists, you know, so we're going to kick them off the ballot. So you can choose anybody you want except these people that we have determined and we have denounced, because that's really what it is as well. It's a denouncing of somebody. And so, and again, with something that's so undefined, and also with the statute, engaging in insurrection seems to be something that would be definable, that would be demonstrable, where you could say, this is the act of insurrection, and insurrection also carries with it the notion that it's some kind of organized, armed sort of thing, you know, kind of like, I don't know, seceding from the Union, or raising up arms against the American, you know, the United States Army, essentially the Union Army. It seems to me that is what they really were talking about in the time frame that this came about, 1868. And at the same time, they had a provision to wipe that away. Because you can make an argument, I was in the Confederacy, but here's what, you know, this kind of thing. So you could come up with something where that requirement, or the prohibition, I should say, would be taken away, could be taken away by Congress. So it's not an absolute thing to begin with. Because, again, why they made it at that time. So if it's your opinion that Donald Trump did some kind of insurrection against the United States, was overthrowing the government, well, that's one thing. But all this is based solely into the political sphere. And it's not something that is something that you could point to and agree about to say this person was convicted of this under this statute. Now it's just a matter of opinion. And that's where we start to really fall down. All right, we're going to try one more time. I think Backgammon and Bob is still holding on the line there. Backgammon and Bob, good morning. Are you still there on the telephone? All right, well, we wanted to give Backgammon and Bob another chance there. So, unfortunately, he may have put the phone down or something like that. Hopefully all is well. But I got to tell you, folks, watching all this happen now is going to be incredibly interesting. And we're going to be with you every step of the way with it. Because, you know, as I said before, this election has dire consequences. It's no longer a cliche. Every politician trots out and says, this is the most important election, you know, this is the most important city council election we've ever had. You know, it's that kind of thing. And, of course, they're going to say that. They have to say that, you know, in order to try to raise the stakes. But raising the stakes now, I mean, there are no more stakes to be raised. All the stakes are raised. They are there on the table right now. And to see kind of this sort of dark quality come through with the Biden commercial, you know, my central thing in my presidency is to preserve democracy. That is a weird way to start the whole thing. But they're only doing that because they feel that they, again, can create some narrative and some people out there will just kind of accept it. That's what they're counting on. They're not counting on people saying to themselves, well, really? I mean, you know, in fact, the other day, just about 2 weeks ago or so on the program, we had a clip from someone who said, look, you know, there's so many things that Donald Trump could do legally that would just make him be a dictator. Because, again, remember, Donald Trump wants to be a dictator day one for a day. Where he was obviously joking, like, I'll be a dictator for a day. I'm going to do this with oil. I'm going to do this. And all those things would be, you know, under the purview of the United States president to issue an executive order about. But people glom onto that. Oh, he said he wants to be a dictator. Don't you see? Now he's just all out in the open and so forth. And it's unfortunate when people do not have the capacity sometimes to have a sense of humor to say, okay, I realize that that's being facetious. Based on the idea that people are saying Donald Trump's going to be a dictator. So that's just, it's a real sad day for our own political development, our own political discourse, because we're not, when you got one side that does not want to talk about the actual things that are actually happening to people, and they simply want to create this sort of dark narrative about everything, ominous thing, You know that they don't have anything else, that this is it. This is the desperation time. We'll just go out there and say that. I mean, it's not going to work. At least, well, we hope it won't. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We will see you bright and early on Monday morning. Thank you again for being there. We'll see you on Monday. Take care.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.